Evening all. The podcast turns 48. That's 48.
Welcome to the show. This is attempt two to...
I don't know quite what happened there with the editing suite. But yeah, it's week 48 of the show. We are... I've got another announcement to make. They seem to be flying through those at the moment, along with a little bit of other chat. But yeah, the first thing that we wanted to come on with is that we are partnering up with local club Fenland Clarion, who are a massive club, massive name in cycling. Part of a big network of Clarion cycling clubs across the UK and beyond as an Italian branch. And we are going to be working with them on content and layout and things for their website. We've already started to share on their events and things with retweets, and we'll be sharing them on Facebook. And we are generally just going to be trying to help manage Strava pages and stuff like that. So it's quite an exciting venture, quite interesting, something to be getting involved with in the, you know, the all-round digital package for one of the big local cycling clubs. So it's really really exciting. Thank you to Steve Clark from Clarion for asking. Asking if we'd help, and that is launched now. You will see a, or if you follow Fenland Clarion on Twitter, you will have seen a tweet from them today announcing that we will be in their words, all over the website content. So let's hope that that is the case, and we'll be all over it in a positive way. So we've already started tweaking one or two bits and menus and things, and there will be a new look to the Clarion website as part of our partnership with them. There may even be some audio, you never know. Maybe we can do some results and a few interviews and do some live stuff from some events. So all very exciting, brilliant news. And as I say, keep your eye on the Fenland Clarion website, because the new look will be launched soon. So give us your feedback and hopefully some positivity based on that. So good, really exciting. So elsewhere, the cycling world has been kind of relatively interesting. There's been one or two good bits of stuff happening, one or two bad bits. Following on from Wout van Aert winning the World Cyclocross Championship, there's been one or two bits of footage emerging that seem to show his back wheel propelling itself without any aid from him. Now, I'm not necessarily one of these super cynics about motorised doping and what have you. But one or two of the bits of evidence that are being presented don't reflect well on the guy. So it may be, you know, have a look on YouTube for Wout van Aert motor and see what you think. But there's certainly one or two bits of evidence that make you think. Certainly the one where his bike jerks from under him and rockets forward while he's trying to get alongside Matthew van der Poel in Lille at the weekend. Oh, that looks dodgy. Yeah, we'll see. You know, hopefully we're wrong and it's just physics. I went to Stangrand School in Peterborough, so, you know, any sort of stuff like that, science is alien to me. So, yeah, that's kind of like cast a bit of a cloud on the end of the cross season, which is coming into the end now. The European road season is getting well away. With these races, the Mallorca Challenge has seen Greipel win. We've seen Kittel, despite getting punched in the face, he's been fairly dominant in Dubai. So we're seeing some good good things. Arnaud Démare won at a stage of the Valencia, or was that no, the Étoile de Bazeges in France. So yeah, it's been fantastic. The one really bizarre thing was the extreme weather protocol getting called into play for the last stage of the Valencia Tour. The winds reached 30 mile an hour. You try living round here, to be honest, because that's a quiet day. So the race was converted from a kind of out and back with some circuits of Valencia into a massive criterium around this thing that looked, apparently was supposed to be a tuna fish, but looked quite a lot like a Roman warrior's helmet. It was bizarre. The actual race itself was looked really ridiculous because the organisers had like laid all of the crowd barriers down so the people could physically stay near the road, because this 50 kilometre or 30 miles per hour for the old folk wind was potentially could have blown them over. It all seemed rather heavy-handed and excessive. There was an interesting breakaway that went from the gun Ilio Kaiser, a man who's good on, very good on the track, but also good in a breakaway. Many of us will remember his Tour of Turkey breakaway a couple of years, well, more than a couple of years, 4 or 5 years back now, where he managed to fall off on the last corner, but still get back up, dust himself down, get back on his bike and go on to win the stage. Carlton Kirby's commentary on Eurosport was fantastic. He sounded like he was about to explode. He was away, and he was joined by Mikhail Kwiatkowski. Sepp van Mark, a friend of the podcast, tried to get across to them but couldn't, and it was Mikhail Kwiatkowski who did get across, and they looked like they were going to make it. They were only caught quite late on. It was only like a 35 kilometre stage, but they managed to, the fact that the headwind part of the circuit wasn't quite enough for the peloton to catch them up, and then you got onto the tailwind circuit where it was, you know, just enough for them to keep away. It kind of ebbed and flowed. It was quite an exciting stage, to be honest. So we had that. We're getting close. We're only 3 weeks away now from the start of the Belgian Classics season. There's still some racing to be done, some slightly, you know, more minor stage races and stuff that are easing us into the season. What is interesting is that, what is it now, the 8th of February, and Chris Froome's completed some races. Quintana's won the Tour of Valencia. You know, the big sprinters have been flexing their muscles. It seems earlier and earlier and earlier, and for some of these guys, you know, now to hold some level of form till they need it in the bigger races later in the season will be interesting. You know, is Sagan aiming for Milan-San Remo, and is that why he was so close to winning sprints in the Tour Down Under, and so on and so forth? There is such a lot that we can kind of try and look at. Whereas in years gone by, the first time you saw the people in their new kit was riding Paris-Nice or Tirreno Adriatico, stage races that are coming up fairly soon. But this sort of time this season, and certainly for the last couple of seasons, we've seen them all out in the warm. You know, Tom Boonen, even, he's preparing for his retirement, his swan song, his last ever race, the Paris-Roubaix, coming up in 7-8 weeks' time. He's been out winning sprints in the Tour de San Luis whilst, testing out a Specialized with disc brakes on. So everyone's taking it more seriously sooner, which is interesting, because the start of the season, everyone's keen and enthusiastic and ready to go, but are people kind of fading out and you know, August, September time, where the weather's good and there are a fair few races on, are we actually losing participants from this? You know, we've seen Alberto Contador end his season in July in the past, where he's kind of looked at the racing, been, oh, I'm tired, and given up. He wasn't actually in Valencia, if I'm right in my quick scan of the start list. So whether because it's, you know, could potentially be his last year, he's starting out a bit later and trying to come into form as the season goes on. One thing's for sure, it's nice for them all to go out and travel the world to get the good weather. Certainly having walked from the office to the car tonight, I would testify for that, because it's rubbish, the weather here in the UK. So there is, you know, certain benefits. Whether they're thinking, if I'm travelling all the way to the other side of the world or to Argentina or wherever, I should probably, you know, a race is as good as training. Interesting. Time will tell. Time will tell. Okay, so yeah, that's it. That's all. The 10 minutes has rapidly gone by. So, yeah, plenty of stuff, hopefully, for you to retweet on, to correspond on, give us your feedback on. Especially the partnership with Fenland Clarion. So I will be back same time next week with the 49th, the 7th. In the meantime, we'll start to plan our 50th anniversary. You can follow us at fendrien.eu, search for us on Twitter and Facebook, and Instagram, of course. Also, if you see a post about the podcast, please share it on. Your feedback and your support, much needed. Thanks, guys. Bye.